Hello children, welcome back to our e-learning. Module 2 of Chapter 7, Cubes and Cube Roots of Class 8 Mathematics. In the second module, we will learn some interesting patterns in which cubes can be expressed and study more about cubes and their prime factors. Cube of a number can be expressed as the sum of consecutive odd numbers. Let us discuss the pattern. Consider the first odd number 1. 1 is equal to 1 cube. Now, consider the next two odd numbers 3 and 5. 3 plus 5 is equal to 8, which is 2 cube. Further, consider the next three odd numbers 7, 9 and 11. 7 plus 9 plus 11 is 27, which is 3 cube. So we find that 2 cube is the sum of two odd consecutive numbers 3 and 5. 3 cube is the sum of three odd consecutive numbers 7, 9 and 11. 4 cube is the sum of four odd consecutive numbers 13, 15, 17 and 19. Following the same pattern, we can find the number of consecutive odd numbers that are added to get the cube. In yet another pattern expressed by cubes, we have the sum of the cubes of the first n natural numbers is equal to the square of the sum of the first n natural numbers. That is, 1 cube is equal to 1. 1 cube plus 2 cube is equal to 9, which is equal to 3 square. 3 square can be written as 1 plus 2 the whole square. So we have 1 cube plus 2 cube is equal to 9, which is 1 plus 2 the whole square. Similarly, 1 cube plus 2 cube plus 3 cube is equal to 36, which is 6 square. Or 1 plus 2 plus 3 the whole square. That is, 1 cube plus 2 cube plus 3 cube is equal to 1 plus 2 plus 3 the whole square. So, we have the sum of the cubes of the first n natural numbers is equal to the square of the sum of the first n natural numbers. Now, let us study more about cubes and their prime factors. Consider the prime factorization of 6. That is, 6 is equal to 2 into 3. Now, let us find the prime factorization of 6 cube. 6 cube is equal to 216, which is prime factorized as 2 into 2 into 2 into 3 into 3 into 3. Here, we understand that the prime factor 2 and 3 appears for 3 times each. That is, 6 cube is equal to 216, which is equal to 2 cube into 3 cube. So we find that each prime factor of a number appears 3 times in the prime factorization of its cubes. Let us take another example. Let us do the prime factorization of 15. That is, 15 is equal to 3 into 5. The prime factors of 15 are 3 and 5. Now let us cube 15. That is, 15 cube is equal to 3375, whose prime factorization is 3 into 3 into 3 into 5 into 5 into 5. That is, 3 cube into 5 cube. Here, in the prime factorization of 3375, the prime factors 3 and 5 appear for 3 times and therefore 3375 is a perfect cube. Or in other words, we can say that in the prime factorization of any number, if each factor appears 3 times, then the number is a perfect cube. Now, let us find out whether we can get a perfect cube by doing mathematical operations like multiplication or division to a non-perfect cube number. Let us take an example. Consider the number 392. Is it a perfect cube? Let us find out. The prime factorization of 392 is 2 into 2 into 2 into 7 into 7. Here, we find that the factor 2 occur as a triplet, whereas 7 does not appear in a group of 3. There are only 2 sevens in the factorization of 392. Thus, 392 is not a perfect cube. To make it a perfect cube, we need one more 7. Therefore, if we multiply 392 by 7, then we have 392 into 7, which is equal to 2 into 2 into 2 into 7 into 7 into 7, which is 2744, which is a perfect cube. Hence, we get a perfect cube by multiplying 392 by 7. Or we can say that the smallest number by which 392 should be multiplied to make a perfect cube is 7. Now consider another example, number 135. The prime factorization of 135 is 3 into 3 into 3 into 5. Here, we see that 3 appears as a triplet, but there is only one 5. Therefore, 135 is not a perfect cube. So, to get a perfect cube, we can divide 135 by 5 so that the number becomes 27, which is a perfect cube. Here, the smallest number by which 135 should be divided to make it a perfect cube is 5. So, we conclude that we can find the smallest number by which a number can be multiplied or divided so as to get a perfect cube. That's it, children. We come to the end of the second module of cubes and cube roots. In the third module, we will learn about cube roots. Happy learning, children. Thank you.